Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 19, verse 1 to 14.
今日所读嘅经文系诗篇十九篇一至十四节。
We will read this responsibly, first in English, then in Chinese.
我哋会用楷译嘅方式嚟到读，首先读英文，之后读广东话。
The heavens proclaim the glory of God; the skies display His craftsmanship. They speak without a sound or word; their voice is never heard. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true, each one is fair. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey him. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin.
Psalm 19. 诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。无言无语，也无声可听。太阳如同新娘出洞房，又如战士欢然奔路。耶和华的律法全装，便能苏醒人心。耶和华的律法道确定，能使愚人有智慧。耶和华的道理洁净，存在永远。耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。奉且你的仆人因为受警戒，受住这些更大有赏赐。求你阻挡仆人不犯任意妄为的罪，不用这罪去我，使我完全免犯大罪。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
愿神祝福所听嘅、所讲嘅神嘅话语。
Today's message is given by Pastor Wilson. The title is "How Do You Make Moral Decisions?"
今日所程牧师所讲嘅系你如何做道德的选择。
Let us pray.
我们低头祈祷。
Father, we know it's not ideal to have one less hour of sleep.
主啊，去冇咗一个钟头瞓觉唔系好容易。
So please help us to be attentive to your word.
求你帮我哋去听留心你嘅说话。
Instill in us a desire to be in your presence.
去为到因为与你同在，我哋而欢喜。
We know with the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, you can do wonders.
我知道透過聖靈，你可以做到好多奇妙嘅事。
So may the truths of your word be impressed upon our minds so it could trickle down into the core of our being. And may it be a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our ways. And we ask that with confidence in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we've been looking at this wonderful psalm, Psalm 19.
我們一直在看這個詩篇,
and we've come to the question that appeared on the screen, how do you make moral decisions?
我今天講了一個問題,
and I think you'll find that it is an important question, especially in this day and age.
尤其在今天這個世代,
because now we need to stress that you value something by assessing its worth.
我們很多時候,
and that's especially true if you think of the economic realm.
尤其是在這個,它的實際究竟的價值在哪裡?
Assessing something for its worth. Now that's always relative to the individual, isn't it? For example, suppose we're gathered at an art gallery. And if you could picture Wilson here, he's giving you the auction. You know, there's a special painting here that we're going to sell.
我們假設在一個拍賣行會拍賣一幅的畫,
and you have to make an assessment. What is that painting worth?
想想啊, 這一幅的畫值多少錢呢?
And it's probably worth more to you than it is to me or to person X or person Y or person Z.
但因著不同的人, 這幅畫的價值會有不同,
because the value of that painting is subjective.
因為這幅畫對於每一個人來講都有一個主觀的價值的不同.
And that's why, especially in the art world, you have an auction, because the value of the painting is subjective.
所以為什麼在藝術界裏面有這個拍賣, 因為拍賣就去決定一件事這些畫的價值.
You know, you might have sentimental value, and somehow that painting brings out something, that, the aesthetic beauty of that painting brings something to you, and you'll bid higher.
那對於不同的人,不同的藝術品,有不同的價值, 你喜歡這件事的時候, 你願意叫價會更加高.
And as you'll see on slide two, valuing is relative and subjective. It comes out of what? Your emotions.
很多人都說,很多時候是因著人的情緒,而去決定一件事,很主觀的,有多少錢.
You know that. It's invaluable if it's something that connects with you, right?
如果一件事對你很有connection的時候,你會覺得那件事很有價值.
It reminds you of something, and therefore it's invaluable to you.
如果那件事去提醒你去一些回憶的時候,你會很願意出很多錢.
Well, in our modern society today, we use that word values to refer to morality all the time.
但在我們今天的世界裏面,就算道德觀都有這個價值在這個裏面.
And this is not anything relatively new. It's been around about 50 years or so. In the 70s, educators had courses of instructions in schools entitled Value Clarification.
其實在70年代以來,
you know, values clarification is based on the assumption that all morals, all morality arise out of emotion.
我們覺得就是說,所以其實很多東西的價值都是來自你的情緒,你的主觀的決定.
It's a product of how you feel.
是你怎麼看呢?
And these are subjective, because emotions, as you and I know as fellow human beings, go up and down. They vary, they change.
咁人嘅情緒有高低有喜樂，於是我哋睇每一樣嘢嘅價值都有高低都有喜樂。
You know, if you look at a elementary school textbook, and probably maybe back then, because probably it's all digital now, but if you had a fourth grade textbook and you looked up values clarification, you'll see some exercises there.
咁如果睇一本四年級嘅教科書，你會睇到佢點樣去決定每一樣嘢嘅價值。
And in those textbook exercises, you'll see some common trivial questions mixed with important questions concerning morality.
咁會睇到一啲嚇好簡單嘅問題，亦都有啲咧係同道德有關嘅問題。
So, example, your fourth grader sits down and takes the little exercise, right, in class.
咁假設你係一個四年級嘅學生，你去做呢個嘅調查。
And the questions go, what's your favorite ice cream flavor?
你最中意嘅係食邊一種雪糕，邊一種味咧
？And they might say, do you like yogurt?
你中唔中意呢個食酸奶咧？
But then surprisingly, out of the blue, in that same list, they'll say, what do you think about sex outside of marriage?
咁會突然之間問咗呢啲咁嘅問題之後，會問你一條問題嚇，你點樣睇呢個嘅婚外嘅性行為咧？
And then the next question is, what's your favorite baseball team?
或者你最中意嘅係邊一隊嘅棒球隊咧？
So what do you think the educators are thinking? What's the assumption behind the thinking?
咁你去諗下就話，其實呢一啲嘢嘅後邊嚇，其實有一個咩嘅假定喺度咧？
Well, the educators, the secular educators think lumping these questions together is neutral. It's a neutral approach.
佢會覺得當你咁樣問問題嘅時候咧，其實係一樣好中立嘅方法去問問題。
And what these textbook exercises are really doing is what they're saying is that all morals, all morality is on the same level, just like what's on television.
佢會覺得其實道德嘅嘢好似你喺電視睇嘅都係一模一樣嘅啫。
Or what's on YouTube？
或者係就係呢個嘅 YouTube 你所睇嘅嘢。
Serious questions concerning moral behavior are put together with trivial questions like, "What's your favorite Major League Baseball team?"
又或者你最中意边一队嘅棒球队？好似呢啲咁嘅问题。
It's an emotional thing.
系一个情绪你自己个人嘅喜好嘅问题。
That's what the secular experts say.
就呢个世界今日想话俾你听一样嘢。
But God's word says differently. It says no to that.
神話唔係咁噶。
Because if that's what you base your moral values on, your emotions, you know what happens? You're on quicksand. You're in the swamp.
如果你嘅道德感係就乎你嘅喜好、你嘅情緒嘅時候，今日我就好似企喺呢個浮沙上面，好快沉咗落去。
What we've been focusing on the last 2 weeks is verses 7 and 9, or 7 through 9, where in our text.Which says the law of the Lord is perfect.
咁佢講到就話我哋嘅神嘅話語係完備嘅。
And verse 9b, the law of the Lord is altogether righteous.
佢話我哋神嘅話語亦都係呢個嘅公義嘅。
Now that word righteousness is a very important word, and in the English word today's connotation of righteous, you know what it is? Condescending, looking down upon someone.
咁第八節佢話耶和華嘅言嘅訓詞正直，咁但係喺今日嚟講正直同埋公義呢樣嘢，好多時都係一個好似一個高高在上嘅人去睇唔起嗰啲比唔上佢嘅人。
When the average modern person, no matter what culture, no matter what group, what language, when they see the word righteous, you know what they think? They thinkRighteous people looking down their nose on so-called unrighteousness.
嗰啲好公義嘅人高高在上去睇唔起嗰啲冇佢哋咁公義嘅人。
But that's where you need the original languages, because the psalm is written in Hebrew.
咁就喺希伯來嘅原文嘅時候，個公義個字解咩咧？
And the Hebrew word translated righteous here in verse 9 means something rather different than condescension
咁但係佢話啊，同頭先所講嘅係有唔同。
That Hebrew word actually means a straight edge tool, a straight edge tool.
咁佢話到正直就好似咧係一個隻直尺一樣。
You see, you can't build a building like this, whether it's in 1968 when this building was built or today, without a straight edge tool.
咁你要起一個嘅啊樓宇嚇，尤其是喺六十年代之前啊，你需要一個嘅直尺嚇，去起呢個嘅樓宇係啊直直咁企喺度嘅。
And you'll see on slide four, what's a straight edge tool? You'll see one there.
咁你喺呢個嘅畫面上面見到咩係咩係一個嘅直尺
？Obviously, right? It's an instrument for measuring what you do, right?
啊，俾你去量度一樣嘢嘅。
It's an instrument that's not your own judgment.
係唔係在乎於你自己嘅睇法
？A straight edge tool has a standard of measurement.
係一個量度嘅一個嘅標準。
Because, come on, you're intelligent human beings. You don't build a building just guessing that this corner or this joint of the building looks straight to your vision. That's it.
當你起一座樓宇嘅時候，你唔係靠肉眼去睇。去估啊，佢係唔係一個啊直角咧
？No, the builder gets out a straight edge tool to make sure it's standard measurement.
你需要一個直尺去幫助你，而唔係靠你個人嘅喜好、你嘅決定。
Because you get some kind of standard that is not subjective.
因為呢一個標準唔係主觀嘅標準。
It's not based on how you feel, on your assessment, your judgment.
唔係在乎於你自己中唔中意。
That standard of measurement is external to you.
呢樣嘢係喺你嘅以外去為你決定。
It doesn't come from your heart. Doesn't come from your subjective feelings that the corner of this building looks okay to you.
唔係話係你自己內裏主觀去咁樣去睇。
Something that's perfect, that's unchanging, that's specific needs an external standard of measurement.
係一個外在一個嘅標準。去決定嘅一樣嘢係咁樣樣。
And so as you see on slide five, you have to answer that question. How do you today make moral decisions?
你今日點樣樣作一個道德嘅決定咧
？You need a straight edge tool, right?
你需要一把嘅直尺。
So the question is, what is your straight edge tool? What is it?
咁對你嚟講，你今日你嘅直尺喺邊一度咧
？You get some kind of standard that's not your subjective judgment, right？
你需要一個標準，呢個標準唔係在乎於你個人嘅主觀嘅喜好。
But you know what the modern person says？
但現代人點睇咧
？The first is it's about expectations。
第一，啲人點樣樣去預計有咩嘅期望咧？
The modern person says it's about expectations. I go to the Gallup poll.
哦，咁我睇下呢個嘅加勒普呢個嘅問卷調查。
I ask others, my in-group, what do you think?
我問下我啲朋友，佢點睇咧
？I ask the experts.
我睇下其他人。
And what do most people say? That's expectations, right?
當啲人點樣去睇嘅時候，又成為咗你對呢一件事嘅一個嘅期望。
Here's another way the modern person answers that question. How do you make moral decisions? Well, it's about my emotions.
或者另一方面嘅就我當時我嘅情緒我嘅喜好。
It can't be wrong if it feels good, if it feels right.
如果我嗰時候覺得啱啦，咁咪啱咯。
And you see that in popular music, in the lyrics, right? If you pay attention to the lyrics, that's what they're saying.
咁如果你聽下今日現代嘅歌嘅歌詞。好多時都係話啊，你中意咁啊，咁你就咁啦。
It's because I say it feels right, then it's good.
啊，我一刻我覺得咁樣做好啱，咁我咪咁做咯。
And that's the modern person's standard for values.
就係今日我哋點去睇價值觀。
There's a third way.
仲有一個第三個方法。
Moral decisions today.
仲有第三個嚇作呢個道德決定嘅方法。
And this way, you have to be honest with yourself to admit this. It's about ease.
係當你覺得呢樣嘢好容易，你覺得好輕鬆嘅時候。
Because we tend very often to make moral decisions not on the basis of what we think is right or wrong.
好多時候我哋做呢個道德嘅決定嘅時候，唔係在乎啱或者係錯。
You know what we do? We kind of go to the way of the least resistant.
讓我諗下啊，我做邊一個決定最少人會去反對我咧
？Right, which way is the least effort for me?
邊一樣嘢我可以付出最少嘅努力而可以做到咧
？Which way is the least way to some type of confrontation?
當我做呢個決定，唔需要會有好多人同我去對質咧。
Now many of us will admit that we see these decisions made in life in these ways apart from God's word, if we're honest with ourselves.
咁但係當你咁做嘅時候，你同神嘅話語所講嘅其實差好遠。
But we're uncertain, right? We're in doubt, and so we use expectations, we use emotions, we use ease.
我哋用呢個嘅眾人嘅期望做我哋嘅情緒。或者最少人會去反對你，呢三個方法做我哋道德嘅決定。
But don't you see? It's not a straight edge tool. Those things aren't a straight edge tool.
咁但係呢三樣嘢都唔係一把嘅直尺。
You need something much more specific than those things to make sound moral decisions.
你需要一樣嘢係唔係淨話好似聽落好似好有道德咁？
And the obvious reason is because everything changes, right?
咁但每樣嘢都會變。
Those things are shifting all around all the time. You know that.
今日好多時候對於道德嘅嘢，好多嘢都會變。
Well, someone might be thinking, I don't need a moral code.
有啲人話我唔需要一個道德嘅一個嘅律法喺度規限住我。
In fact, I read in my psychology book.That there's a school of thought that says the only thing you need in order to make a moral decision is love.
根據呢個心理學嘅書，世界上面最重要嘅就係有愛。
That's all you need. That's what I heard. That's what I read.
我睇埋咁多書就話俾我聽，世界上最緊要嘅就係有愛。
In fact, in those books, there's a whole secular system of ethics called situational ethics by Joseph Fletcher.
咁就呢一個好多心理學嘅書都講到同一樣嘅嘢。
Fletcher suggests.That certain acts such as lying, premarital sex, adultery, even murder might be morally right depending on the circumstance.
咁啊，無論係婚前嘅性行為或者係謀殺，每一樣嘢嚇，如果你喺某一個程度去睇嘅時候，呢啲嘢都可以係啱嘅。
That school of thought says you don't need a moral code, a bunch of absolute regulations, right, in order to make these decisions in life.
哇，你唔需要咁。咁呢個咁多嘅規限啊，一定要咁做咁做咁做噶。
All you have to do，
你做嘅你要嘅係
，is just always do the quote unquote loving thing。
只要你帶住去愛去做每一樣嘢嘅時候，咁每一樣嘢就會充滿住愛。
Right, that modern theory says that's the straight edge tool you need。
呢個就係你最需要嘅一個嘅武器，一個嘅方法。
But that's not true。
啊！呢個唔係真嘅。
It's not specific enough。
因為呢樣嘢唔可以真係話俾你聽點樣去做每一樣嘅嘢。
What if you met up with somebody who said in a shocking way, you know, every time my child talks back to me, I slap him around till he bleeds。
咁佢啊，嗰個人對我唔好，我打到佢流血為止。
And you say shockingly or with concern, why do you do that？
咁你問佢，哇！你做咩打到佢咁啊
？And that person said, well, it's loving。
我愛佢，所以我打佢。
I wouldn't want my child out there out of control to be out of being courteous.
咁我唔想我細路哥將來咧啊，我管佢唔掂啦。咁所以今日咧，我就要去教佢。
And you say to that person, well, how do you define love?
咁你點樣樣去解釋咩叫做愛咧
？I know that's more of an outrageous illustration, but Don't you see what you're doing?
你可能頭先嗰個例子對你嚟講係非常之好太過激進，但係你睇唔睇到就係今日會有人用呢一樣嘢作為一個標準咧
？When you bite into a theory like that, you know, of subjective feelings based on love, on you think what you think your values are based on love, it's admitting that love is a contentless word, right?
好多時，當你咩都係講到去愛嘅時候，可能就代替咗。好多道德嘅標準。
Unless you have some kind of specific code that defines love, love is subjective.
咁啊，好多時候你咁樣去解釋嘅時候，愛可以有好多唔同嘅標準，好多唔同嘅睇法。
You know this. Plenty of people have lied, based on love.
很多时候，好多人因为爱嘅原因去讲大话。
But so see on slide 6, love is not, repeat, is not a straight-edge tool.
爱不是一把直尺。
Your emotions aren't a straight-edge tool.
你嘅情绪亦都唔系一把直尺。
You go up and down like a yo-yo.
很多时候人嘅情绪好似一个摇摇咁样上上落落。
The Gallup poll, the opinion polls, they change all the time.
呢啲所谓嘅民意调查、问卷调查，成日都变嘅。
What would then be the straight edge or secure standard that you need to evaluate, to assess values, right?
咁今日你同我需要嘅係一個點樣樣嘅標準呢？
You got to answer that question correctly.
你需要去好正確嘅答呢一個問題。
The Bible says you will be in complete chaos, you'll be in quicksand, you'll be in a swamp unless you are willing to base all your moral values on moral absolutes.
圣经告诉我们，除非我有一个在道德上面很绝对的标准的时候，你和我今天好像站在一个浮沙，好像在一个混乱的里面。
And that's where Psalm 19 comes in.
于是我有这个诗篇19篇。
As you'll see on slide 7, the Bible says the law of the Lord, the ordinances of the Lord, the precepts of the Lord are altogether righteous. A straight-edged tool.
他说第七节说，耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。
By the way, if you're theologically astute, you know that that's doctrine.
很多时候看到，好像是一些神的一些律法在这里。
The Bible says the law of God, the Ten Commandments, is not a set of abstractions. That's doctrine.
他说神的话语不是一样，好像很虚无缥缈的。
It's not an abstract code of conduct.
唔係淨係講到一啲關於呢個行為嘅問題。
It is actually just the explanation
去解釋
of God's own moral excellence.
係將神佢喺道德上面嘅全備去講曬出嚟。
Remember last time, that's one of the purposes of the law. The law of God, the Ten Commandments, all the standards of the scriptures is an explanation of God's moral excellence.
其實十戒係將神呢個喺道德上嘅完全，佢嘅完備係解釋咗出嚟。
It's a definition for us, for God's own glorious goodness.
係為到我哋好處，讓我哋睇到神嘅榮耀。
And therefore, since we're made in the image of God, it's a description of our own humanity and the reality that this Creator has created.
在这个创造的主，我们按着他的形象而造，去帮助我们行在他的里面，将他的荣耀彰显出来。
Let me give you a quick example how this works.
我给一个例子你。
Ask somebody.
问一个人。
Ask them this, do you believe lying is bad?
你可以随便问一个人，讲大话是不是很坏的一件事呢？
I read a true case study of a woman teacher, eighth grade teacher in a public school in a bad part of town, inner city, where, again, there was low achievement.
我曾经看一个个案，有一个在公立学校八年级的老师去问了一个问题。
And in that school, in the city, the kids lie like crazy.
在那个学校里面，那些学生很喜欢说大话。
Cheating is rampant. Cheating, they cheat like crazy on everything.
在考试出猫，很平常的。
Attendance is poor.
那些人经常不上学。
We would call that school low achievers, right?
是一间成绩很差的学校。
And their lives of those students who don't get out of that are going to a dead end.
很多学生其实没什么出路。
And so like a good teacher, this eighth grade teacher wants to convince her students that lying is bad.
咁呢個老師好想啲學生明白到咧，講大話係錯嘅。
So how's she going to do it?
咁佢點做咧？
Suppose she asks you how to do it.
佢問你啦，咁我點樣樣幫佢哋咧？
Well, somebody says, modern person, what you tell people about lying is bad because it hurts your conscience.
Sorry.
It hurts your conscience.
佢話：如果你講大話咧，啊，會影響到你嘅良知、你嘅良心。
And the problem with that is you can always get over that.
咁但問題就係話咧，啲人嘅良知同良心咧，啊，有時咧可以變嘅。
Because if you know what how eighth graders think, you'll know what they're thinking.
其實好在乎嘅係你自己。
If you tell the eighth grader you don't lie because it hurts your conscience, you know what they're going to say?
如果你同一個八年級嘅學生講啊，呢、這個出講大話唔好啊，講大話啊，呢、這個係一會令你將來良心發現㗎。
Well, the teacher's stupid. Because in sixth grade, yes, it bothered me. But now I'm in eighth grade. It doesn't bother me now when I lie.
我六年級嘅時候咧，講大話咧，我就覺得咧啊，自己好唔啱。但係而家咧，兩年之後啦，哦，講大話我都講慣啦。
I've come to overcome what my conscience says.
我唔再覺得呢樣嘢同我嘅良知、我嘅良心有咩嘅關係。
So that modern approach is against your conscience doesn't work.
你睇到就話呢樣嘢嚇靠良知同良心係唔得嘅。
Well, you say, oh, to the teacher, you're giving the teacher advice. You're saying, well, you shouldn't lie because lying isn't loving. It isn't loving to people.
咁你話啦啊，講大話啊，唔係一件好有愛心嘅事喎。
What's the objection to that?
咁啲人會點睇咧？
You know, as we already mentioned, you can define love any old way you want.
其實你點去睇係好在乎於你自己點去睇一樣嘅嘢。
So it's subjective.
係好主觀嘅。
A lot of people have lied in the name of love, right?
好多人就係因佢哋話因為愛嘅緣故，所以我同你講大話。
You know, many times families won't tell a dying loved one the prognosis, right, that the medical people have said they're going to die in 4 months.
如果你一個家人嚇佢啊患咗重病就嚟死嘅時候啊，佢嘅家人未必會話俾呢個嘅病患者聽佢就嚟死啊，因為咧愛佢嘅緣故。
The patient's not told. The patient is not told by the family.They're going to die in 4 months.
咁嗰個病患者嚇，嗰個病人唔知道啊，佢其實仲有四個月命嘅啫。
And the reason the family gives to the perhaps maybe to the Christian friend is it's not loving to tell my mom or dad that they're going to die.
哇，同我嘅父母講佢仲有幾個月命，好似好冇陰公喎。
That's an example of.A subjective opinion, right?
你睇唔睇到就係呢樣嘢係一樣好主觀，你自己去覺得嘅一樣嘢。
Because maybe,
或者
maybe that person wants to know,
或者係同愛係冇關係嘅。
Because you're not telling the truth by withholding the truth.
因為你冇將個真嘅説話去話俾嗰人聽。
And your judgment on what is loving or what isn't loving is subjective, right?
當你話你用去愛去決定一樣嘢嘅時候，都係一樣好主觀嘅嘢。
Again, I'm not advocating one way or the other. I'm just pointing out the illustration. Is it loving or not? It's subjective, right?
我唔係話講唔講呢樣嘅問題，就話好多時候好多嘢都係我自己好主觀嘅去決定。
I suppose someone else says to the teacher, "Lying is wrong because it's bad for society."
咁講大話會對呢個社會唔好嘅。
And it's true. That is certainly true. It is bad for society. Society crumbles when people lie.
當一個社會每個人都講大話嘅時候，啊，最後呢個社會會崩潰。
In fact, we know that through history, right? Autocratic societies have seen that happen. Communism has crumbled in Eastern Europe, right?
點解呢個嘅共產主義嘅政權喺東歐佢係崩潰咧？
And one of the reasons the experts tell us that communism fell down is because Everyone in society lied, including the government.
因為喺共產主義嘅社會裏邊，啊，每一個人都喺度講大話。
And so in those Eastern Bloc countries where communism fell, you know that when they listened, when they read, and when they watched television, when they watched the news, they knew the government officials were lying.
因為喺嗰啲社會裏邊，無論佢哋聽呢個政府講咩嘢，或者佢哋講做嘅咩嘢，啊，每一樣嘢都係謊話。
And since people were lying everywhere, nobody could trust anyone.
咁每個人都喺度講大話嘅時候，冇一個人可以信大家。
So how are you going to run an economy or a government based on lies? You can't.
咁你話諗下就話，如果你國家嘅經濟都係喺政府嘅謊話之下講出嚟嘅時候，咁點做咧
？It's certainly true. Lying is bad for society. It's terrible for societies.
所以睇到就話講大話對個社會整體係唔好嘅。
But do you think that advice is going to help an eighth grader? Do you really think you tell that to an eighth grader, they're going to stop lying?
咁係咪你會咁樣同一個八年班嘅學生咁樣講？
Then you're being naive because you know what the teen's thinking? The teen's thinking, you know, if I cheat on this exam, society's not going to fall apart.
咁哇咩話？我考試出貓咁啊，搞到成個社會崩潰啊，會唔會啊
？They'll continue to think my lying, my cheating isn't going to hurt anyone.
咁係咪會傷害人呢
？You see how important the question is. How do you make moral decisions?
所以點解開頭嗰條問題好重要？就係究竟今日你點樣樣？做一個道德嘅決定咧。
And as you see on slide 8, when you base your moral values on anything but moral absolutes, which reflects the nature of God, those other things won't do it, won't adequately explain things.
所以你睇到就話，當你道德嘅標準唔係在乎於神嘅佢呢個絕對嘅真理嘅時候，一切嘅嘢去到尾都解釋唔到。
Those other theories, those other feelings, those are the consciousness, the contentless idea of love, they don't work.
其他無論咩嘅道理、咩嘅感覺、咩嘅良知，其實都係好淺薄。
And they don't work because they don't explain adequately the reality of things.
喺現實裏邊，佢哋解釋唔到任何嘅嘢。
When you say everybody lies, society won't work. Yes, that's true, but why?Why won't it work?
咁啲人會問翻轉頭，點解我講大話會令到成個社會運作唔到咧
？See, that's the problem. If you're just too pragmatic, you must look at the theory behind the pragmatism. You must.
因為你要睇翻喺背後呢啲所講嘅道理啲原因，究竟喺邊一度咧
？Because the Bible goes deeper than social theories.
因為呢一切嘅嘢比呢個社會嘅理論冇一樣嘢及呢個聖經講得咁深入。
And you know what the Bible says?
聖經講咩咧？
What the problem is?
聖經佢點樣講咧？
Here's why it won't work. Here's why all those modern approaches won't work. Because God tells the truth.
佢話唯有係神要將呢個真理去講出嚟。
God Himself is a truth teller.
唯有神至將呢個真理去講出嚟。
The world He created doesn't work if you continue to lie。
佢呢個當你去繼續講你謊話嘅時候，神所創造嘅世界就唔可以運作落去。
Because God created the reality of things。
因為係神將呢個世界嘅真實去創造出嚟。
So that when you lie, you go counter to the nature of God。
當你去講大話嘅時候，同神嘅本性係相違背。
And you set up strains in the structure of life that lead to breakdown because God didn't design it that way.
神本來設計嘅世界唔係咁樣，但係當你偏偏去咁樣做嘅時候，去違背咗呢個世界。
That's a theory that's adequate. That's a theory that's deep.
唯有咁樣去用神只可以解釋到每一樣嘅嘢。
Because any other way.All those modern or historic theories don't work.
呢個世界上邊冇，尤其現代嘅解釋，其實解釋唔到好多嘅嘢。
Any other way of talking about why lying is wrong doesn't go deep enough.
因為呢啲嘢一切都唔夠深入。
Because it doesn't explain why you do it.
亦都解釋唔到點解你要咁樣做。
Not only that.Any other way of basing moral values is pragmatically ineffective.
而最緊要就係呢啲嘢根本係唔足夠去解釋。
Nobody is going to stop lying if all you do is say, "Oh, it's not loving. It's not loving. It'll hurt society."
如果有人同人講啊，你去講大話，咁樣就唔係愛啦，咁有冇用咧
？So what then? What's the only proper moral restraint we have?
咁我哋唯有有咩嘅方法，有咩嘅解決嘅方法咧
？Well, I mentioned it already. It's on slide 9. It's able to say to somebody, God tells truth.
咁我剛才講我就話，唯有神要講呢個真理出嚟。
And he's built your heart, the core of your being and the world for truth tellers.
唯有神知将你的内心，将那些真系讲真话嘅人嘅内心去建立出嚟。
And if you go counter to what God, who God is and what he says to do, if you don't tell the truth, we can't function because we're made in the image of God.
当人要刻意去同神相违背，去做相反嘅时候，佢就话呢个世界，我哋亦都唔可以正常咁运作落去。
We can't function as we were meant to.
我哋亦都唔好，唔系好似神所预备咁样样运作落去。
Because it says in Proverbs 1:18, as you see on the screen there, but these men lie in wait for their own blood. They set an ambush for their own lives.
喺箴言第1:18，佢话：这些人埋伏是为自流己血，樽仆是为害己命。
That's why you don't lie.
所以点解你唔讲大话？
It's wrong because it's based on a universal moral absolute.
系基于喺呢个举世宇宙里边一个绝对嘅真理。
It's woven in the fabric of reality because reality is nature of God. God made the world.
呢个世界嘅真实系在乎于神本来点样样创造呢个世界。
And wisdom literature like Proverbs says, if you lie, you wait for your own blood.
当你讲大话嘅时候，你系自己喺度流血。
There's no other way of grounding people in values than that.
咁当你只要流血嘅时候，就将自己嘅价值去拱低。
You have a person, you have a responsibility to tell the society around you that.
我有呢个能力去话俾呢个世界听。
You need to tell them that social theory, emotions, feelings won't work.
你有呢个责任话俾佢听呢啲所谓社会嘅谂法呢啲嘅道理系唔啱嘅。In
fact, you have to tell yourselves that too.
亦都可能或者我要先话俾我自己听呢个世界嘅观念系错嘅。And
as you'll see on slide 10, the Bible says the only straight edge is that which comes from the living God.
咁呢个圣经话俾我听，其实世界上面唯一嘅直尺就系从神而嚟。
His moral absolutes are needed for us to be completely human, to function properly.
唯有佢嘅绝对道德嘅标准，就系我今日需要令到我哋可以正常咁过生活。
Because this is the Lord's world.
因为系神嘅世界。
It's not your world.
唔系你嘅世界。
You are the creature. He is the creator. And if you don't admit there are moral absolutes, you're in such an unbelievable, impossible situation. Because since all values are personal and therefore relative, if you think that, your values aren't my values aren't your values.
当你一切都系你自己嘅时候，只系在乎于你自己相对你自己个人嘅喜好。That's
what you see this society that you live in presently is crumbling.
点解我睇到今日我哋嘅世界慢慢喺度崩溃咧？How
are we going to have a society?
我点样样去帮呢个世界咧
？Since it's wrong to impose your values on other people, how are you going to have a common set of values?
咁如果你话我唔想将我套去加诸人哋身上嘅时候，咁世界上边有边一套嘅道理咧
？What are you basing your society on？
咁今日你嘅世界系在乎于咩嘢咧
？If all values are personal and relative, why is it wrong to impose your value on other people？
如果你话样样嘢都基于个人嘅时候，咁将我自己一套去加诸俾人哋嘅时候，点解系错咧
？Because that's the mindset today. You know, what's good for you is good for you, but that's not my values.
你中意点讲咪点讲咯，但我唔听啊。See,
as soon as you start talking about tolerance, right, which is the buzzword today, right? Tolerance, right, being something that we must all observe. You've just described the universal absolute. Do you know that?
当我今日样样嘢都话我哋要去容忍，我要去接受嘅时候，其实我就拒绝咗神绝对嘅真理。
That's a moral absolute in and of itself.
咁呢個就係其實同呢個絕對嘅真理係相反嘅。
Where'd you get that basis from?
呢一切喺邊度嚟咧？
See, being a moral relativist is an impossible situation to be in.
當你咁樣做嘅時候，將我自己放喺一個冇辦法自救嘅地步。
It doesn't make sense. You're a rational being.
我哋係有好多時係有講道理嘅人。
But you know, today, as you'll see on slide 10, people don't want to think logically.
但今日嘅人其實唔再需要邏輯。
But it is irrational and inconsistent to say everybody has to work out their own values. Doesn't make sense.
咁但係另一方面咧，世界又會話啊，每個人都要將自己嘅價值觀啊，自己去走出嚟。
Right, you have to come to your own conclusion, says society today.
你自己去決定嚇，究竟你嘅價值觀喺邊一度？
Because they keep harping in our ears, saying all values are relative.
因為喺我哋今日所住嘅世界，價值係相對嘅。
But that statement in itself, is it relative?
但係咪都係相對嘅咧？
Is your statement that everything's relative relative?
嘅信仰都係相對嘅咧？
If it isn't, if you say no, it's not, what makes you immune then to your own principle?
咁當你咁樣做嘅時候，咁你對呢個世界所講嘅嘢，你係咪係完全係啊唔受到影響咧？
On the other hand, if it is, it's meaningless, right?
如果咁樣嘅時候，咩嘢都變成冇意義。
Because usually people who say values are relative, they're anti-Christian, but if you say it is, it means Christianity could be true.
咁當你話你反對基督教嘅時候，咁係咪話基督教啲嘢全部都係錯嘅，冇真理咧？
The fact is, moral values have to be grounded in moral absolutes.
道德嘅價值要喺道絕對嘅道德嘅真理之下而可以成立。
Or you live in an impossible situation.
如果唔係，我哋所生活嘅係一個無法自救嘅社會。
That's why you and I have to embrace the scriptures. The law of the Lord is perfect. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and absolutely righteous.
所以我哋要去啊，找住呢個真理。正如佢所講，神嘅律法全備，能甦醒人心；又話嘅法度確定，能使愚人有智慧。
But if you remember last time, and also it's on slide 11, not only does it tell you here that moral values are based on moral absolutes. Submission to God's moral absolutes does not enslave you, it liberates you.
咁正如喺我上禮拜所講，啊，唔單止我要啊相信呢個道德嘅價值在乎於呢個絕對嘅真理。另一方面，當我哋去順從神絕對嘅真理嘅時候，係令到我哋得釋放。
Again, the focus is on the first part of verse 7 and the first part of verse 8.
係喺第七同第八節。
It says in 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, but what does it say next? Reviving the soul.
他說令到人的他說律法全備能夠甦醒人心，也都可以快活人的心。
And it continues in verse 8, the precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart.
他說神的耶和華的法度確定，使愚人有智慧。
You know, if you look at modern philosophy, one of the central tenets is that it's oppressive and it's enslaving to submit to somebody else and their values.
咁有一個好出名嘅人叫做 Fletcher.
And every human being, says the modern philosopher, needs to be free. Free to fashion your own set of moral values.
咁呢樣講到就係每一個人都應該有自己嘅啊道德嘅觀念、道德嘅法律，唔受到咧啊呢個嘅現代嘅哲學影響。
And so, therefore, in conclusion, to have to submit to something is oppressive.
咁佢話：你如果聽任何一樣嘢所講嘅時候咧，係對你係一個嘅壓迫。
Or to put it in street language, you know what your neighbors say, who are modern people? If something doesn't make sense to me or doesn't seem right to me, then I have to be free to judge myself, right?
如果有啲人所講嘅嘢啊，對我唔 make sense 嘅時候，咁我唔需要聽佢講啊。
Otherwise, I'm enslaved to your moral values.
如果我死跟主人所讲嘢嘅时候，咁我就好似一个奴隶咁受佢嘅约束。
But the Bible says not at all. That's not true.
但圣经唔系咁讲。
If you submit yourself to the moral absence of God, it actually brings liberation.
咁圣经话，但系将你将自己降服喺神嘅绝对嘅真理之下嘅时候，其实系令你自己得释放。
And the reason why is what we just read in Psalm 19:7.
就系头先第七节所讲。
Because the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul.
他说耶和华的律法全备能苏醒人心。
You see, the Bible makes clear there's only one proper environment for your spiritual and personality to become everything you ought to be as a human being.
他就告诉你有一样东西去帮助你。
And that's the environment of the commandments of the living God.
而那个情况，那个环境就话，就是神的法律，他的律例去帮助你。
Because you need the moral authority of God in your life.
你需要神的法律在你的人心里面。
You need also the restrictions of God to revive yourself.
因为神的律法的时候，能够苏醒你的心。
You know, if you're familiar with the scriptures, you know God progressively reveals more and more and more of himself as the storyline goes on in the Holy Bible.
在圣经里面，神一点一滴，慢慢将他自己去话俾人听，他是怎样。
And of course, it leads to the ultimate fulfillment, the ultimate revealing in his son Jesus Christ, right? God the Son.
而最后在耶稣基督里面，将他自己完全的显现出来。
And you see that progression in Hebrews 1:1-3, and you have it on the last slide, slide 12.
在这个希伯来书的第一章里面，他很清楚为我们讲到。
And I think the Chinese is on the next slide. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.
在希伯来书一章一至三节，咁佢话：但记在古时，藉着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，又在这末世藉着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾藉着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真像，常用他的权能命托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，又坐在高天至大者的右边。
You know, if you understand the proper role of the law of God as a Christian, you know personally that the law doesn't crush you.
如果真的去明白到神的话语的时候，你看到神的说话不是要去压碎你。
It's not this big heavy book laying upon you, right? Laying upon your chest and suffocating you.
不是说好像一本很大的书压在你的胸口上面，压到你唞不到气。
Instead, if you understand the proper role of the law, it's the way we find pleasure for giving pleasure.
其实你当你真的明白律法它的功用的时候，它的位置的时候，其实是令你得到释放。
It's a way we prepare ourselves to receive God's love.
我让我知道怎样能够去接受到神的爱。
Because we want to give, because we've gotten pleasure from God, we want to give him pleasure by being obedient to the law.
当我们听到神的律法，令到我们在当中里面能够有喜乐的时候，我们都将这个的荣耀喜乐归返给神。
And knowing the law is a way that we know God is our father and God is our friend.
神不单止是我们的父，也是我们的朋友。
So how can you find moral values in life in this relativistic world?
咁我点样喺呢个世代里边揾到神呢
？It's not simply by loving and obeying the law.
唔系净系话去带住爱去遵循呢个律法。
It's seeing for yourself.
亦都为你自己。
That Jesus, God the Son, loved and obeyed the law for you.
亦都睇到就话神因为爱你，耶稣基督爱你嘅缘故，已经为你去遵守咗神嘅律法。
And now the burdens of the law don't suppress you, don't push you down.
所以呢个律法今日唔会再去压碎你。
We're not on its leash, right? It's on our leash.
唔系话好似一样嘢去鞭打我哋咁痛苦。
We're not the law's servant, it's our servant.
呢个律法唔系去制肘我哋，而我哋去明白到呢个律法，我哋点样样去帮助我哋。
Because the Christian knows the law of God is the way for us to bring joy to the Father's heart.
因为呢个律法系将呢个嘅喜乐带俾我哋。
And so, won't you draw near to the living God so that the truth of the law sinks into you?
你今日会唔会愿意走近神嘅前面呢？
And that will make you all that you should be.
好使你能够成为一个完全嘅人。
Father, we thank you for Psalm 19.
主啊，我哋感谢有呢个诗篇十九篇。
And how very important it is to understand a proper role of the law of God.
让我哋真系明白到究竟神嘅律法系我喺我哋心中嘅位置。
We live, Lord, in a confusing world.
我哋今日住喺一个好混乱嘅世代。
Where truths are twisted and turned and incomprehensible.
好多嘢吓转得好快。
And so many secular theories are impressed upon us daily.
每一日都有唔同新嘅想法走出嚟。
Oh Lord, I pray that many here will not continue to be deceived.
让我哋唔受到佢哋嘅蒙蔽。
That they would see the proper role of God in their lives.
让我哋睇到神嘅律法喺我哋心中嘅位置。
That they will see, Lord, that it leads them ultimately to their Savior.
睇到神系我哋最终嘅救主。
And because He brings us joy, we can bring joy to Him by trusting and obeying Him.
既然佢将喜乐俾我哋嘅时候，让我哋去信靠，亦都将喜乐归翻俾神。
And so help us all, Father, have mercy upon us so that we can understand and apply it today.
让我哋去明白，亦都让我哋去跟随。
Well, we certainly live in a mixed up, confusing society.
让我因为今日我住喺一个混乱嘅世代里边。
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, Amen.
我感谢神，奉主耶稣基督名求。